Okay. Our next proclamation is one that I think Mary Beth is going to talk about, but one of a number of women leaders in our community, one who's particularly active on a new leadership initiative at the moment, but this is about women of many leadership roles. It says, whereas residents of this region know that its greatness and success is a direct result of all residents, regardless of gender, making creative, intelligent, and revolutionary contributions to society, and whereas women have been historically underrepresented, yet have played and continue to play important roles internationally, nationally, regionally, and locally in furthering knowledge and promoting social change, and whereas to foster the next generation of women, the City of Portland seeks to encourage and support professional, educational, and social opportunities for women in order to ensure that opportunities may not have existed in the past, are available in the present and into the future. And whereas Women's History Month is a time for all Portlanders to remember the stories and teachings of the many women who made and continue to make improvements for the livability of the city, region, and world. And whereas during Women's History Month, all Americans are encouraged to reflect on past victories and struggles of women to create a society where our daughters can reach their full potential unobstructed by gender. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 2014 to be Women's History Month in Portland and encourage all citizens to observe this month. So welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. I'm honored to be here today to represent the Women's Affinity Group of the City of Portland. You may recall that in his State of the Union address just a few weeks ago, President Obama said, "Today women make up about half of our workforce, but they still make 77 cents for every dollar a man earns." That is wrong, and in 2014, it's an embarrassment, because I firmly believe when women succeed, America succeeds. Now, the Oregonian Political Fact Check analyzed Oregon data and found that women here earn an average of 79 cents for every dollar that men earn for doing the same job. As we celebrate Women's History Month, let's remember that though we've come a long way, we still have work to do to move towards equity. And we have, to honor women in the City of Portland, scheduled many wonderful events, including, naturally, a bike ride, since this is Portland. We have a screening of A Powerful Noise, and the events culminate in a really, really great event called Wonder Women, and it's where our colleagues can nominate women who have made a contribution to the city. And that ceremony will be April 3rd, and I'm very happy that Mayor Hales will be there to present those awards. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Mayor, can I just make one comment? And thank you for the proclamation and presentation. I believe it's this week that Commissioner Novick and I are formally releasing the span of control study. I think that's right.
That's right.
And one of the recommendations that came out of the committee process was to do a class comp study. And I think it's been 12 years since we've done one. So that's one of the recommendations that came out of the study work. In apropos, though, of what you just said about the 77 cents, we are also suggesting that if the city does a class comp study, that they do a pay equity analysis. And that if we're going to undertake something as comprehensive as class comp, let's fold in pay equity to make sure that there are no barriers that have just been embedded in our compensation structure that disadvantage women. And so I'm hoping that that's something the council, that's a recommendation that Steve and I hope the council will embrace.
Great. Good.
Thank you very much.
Good. Other comments? Mary Beth, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, some